And Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, the name that's above all names, where every knee will bow. They may reject your bow now. They may reject your surrender now. But they will come, and they will bow, and they will surrender. And you will either receive them or you'll reject them. And that day will come, and nobody escapes it. Nobody. So, Father, we come to you this morning, and we ask for your forgiveness and mercies and grace. We repent for every sin, transgression, iniquities. We repent for anything that we touched in agreement with the voice of the stranger. We repent for the sins of our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our imaginations, false expectations, religiosity, selfishness. We repent and ask for your forgiveness, Master. Wash us with the blood. Wash us with the stripes of Jesus. And fill us with your Spirit this morning. Fill us with your Spirit. Speak to us. And let the ears of your sheep hear your voice. The ears of your sheep. Because those that are not yours cannot hear you. So, Master, we submit to you our spirit, soul, body, and flesh as a living sacrifice. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit, to take your rightful place. And then let the anointing of your presence and the glory of your love and power break every yoke of bondage. Loose us from ourselves, from the entanglements and affairs of this world. Loose us from sicknesses and diseases and infirmities. Loose us from ancestral curses. And loose us from fear. Fear, that we may be able to walk with you, in you, abide in you, in true spirit and in power, and that your name would be glorified in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Turn to Matthew 12. It's another beautiful day in God's neighborhood, isn't it? Turn to your neighbor and tell him this is your day to die. This is your day to die to yourself. Welcome to the house of death. And Matthew 12:22. Would you all read it with me, please? Then one was brought to Jesus who was demon-possessed, blind and mute. And he healed him so that the blind and the mute man both, he spoke and what? Wow. Now, what prevented him from speaking? A demon. What prevented him from seeing? A demon. Hello. Now, there are things that demons, there's called a deaf and dumb spirit, and these spirits will prevent you from speaking and seeing. And I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. Demons prevent individuals from speaking eternal language and from seeing spiritually. Does everybody got it? Let's go a little further. And all the multitudes were amazed and said, could this be the son of David? Now, the reason why they were saying the son of David is because they knew that a Messiah would come down the family lineage, that there would be an inheritance brought forth, and the son of David would be known as the son of God. Now, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of demons. But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? In other words, they don't then. Therefore, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, which is a high-ranking demon, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. He's talking about the kingdom being divided about itself, amongst itself. But he first starts off in the expression as he says, then a house divided. Well, we are known as the house in the kingdom. Has everybody got it? And if you and I are divided within ourself, we cannot stand. In other words, you'll be loyal to darkness or you'll be loyal to light. You'll be loyal to deception or you'll be loyal to truth. In other words, you cannot stand. And if you can't stand, it means you will cooperate with evil and you will cause a scatter. Why do people scatter? Because of instability. Is everybody with me? People will begin to scatter. In this, every time a house is divided, there's instability. They are unstable. And there's not only unstable, it's because of the area of lack of discernment and pride. Lack of discernment and pride. You know, religiosity's main focus is to be puffed up with knowledge and promote their own agenda of belief system, not according to the ways of the Lord. Does everybody understand that? They can take the Bible and twist it in according to their own belief system. Of course, they don't believe in the whole Bible anyways. They only believe in parts of it. That's called religion. Jesus never came to create a religion. He came to establish and manifest his kingdom. So there's a couple things that we must constantly be, and that is to be consistent and disciplined, isn't there? Consistent and disciplined. If you are not consistent and disciplined, well, obviously, then you know that you're unstable. And where there's instability, there's a flawed belief system. And where there's a flawed belief system, there's flawed perception. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse 10. 1 Corinthians 1:10, would you read it with me? Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same language or you speak the same thing. And this language we're talking about is eternal language. He was saying, I need you to speak the same language. That's called eternal language. And that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Child's household, that there are contentions among you. And now I say this, that each of you says, I am of Paul, or I am of Apollos, or I am of Cephas, or I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the same name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Cryphas and Gaius, lest any of you should say that I have baptized in my own name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptize any other. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are what? They are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. In other words, he was saying that, listen, speaking the same language, eternal language, with the mind of Christ, that we all become like-minded and become like-language and speaking the same thing. In other words, that we understand what God is saying. That we all get on the same level in the area of revelation, wisdom, knowledge, an understanding. It is the purpose. That's why God brings us into a place of fellowship so that we can learn and become like-minded. This is how the body grows. Without becoming like-minded, the body doesn't grow. Is everybody okay? Now, and in this, in other words, we can't be divided then because we won't be able to stand. And one of the things that the enemy's always trying to do is bring division within you. In other words, the wisdom of the world promotes division. Division where? In the kingdom of God. Is everybody with me? Why does the wisdom of the world promote division in the kingdom of God? Because many people are used by the wisdom of the world instead of the wisdom of God using the wisdom of the world. Is everybody with me? Man, I'm telling you what, I have seen many flicks that have come out that have, they have this wonderful wisdom aspect to them. Tremendously wonderful wisdom aspect to them. But behind the scenes, they are trying to destroy the deity of Christ. It's New Age garbage. I'm telling you, I've seen two flicks within 2 weeks just to see what's going on with them, because people are bringing them to me, telling me this is wonderful. You need to see this or whatever it is. And I'm like, man, these people are lost. And these are believers. These are believers that are believing in these things. And the whole purpose of these videos is to discredit the deity of Jesus Christ and promote New Age movement. And I'm telling you, it is infiltrating the body of Christ tremendously. Tremendously. You know, we did a car show last year. And the people that were helping us was a real blessing. They were believers and so forth. And they wanted to, and they got a DJ that was going to come in and do the, with their music and whatever. And so I communicated with the DJ and the music and I asked him if he did Christian music. And he said, well, no, but it's nice. I said, I'm not looking for nice music. I'm looking for promotion of Christ, not promotion of the world. And I said, thank you very much, but I'm not. I don't want to use you. And, of course, we did it ourselves, and we had praise and worship going on and so forth and whatever, because we want the presence of God there, and our purpose is to outreach and to get souls saved. So we did we were at an event yesterday, and the same group was there. That was the DJ was there, and he was doing it. And so I ran into a guy that helped us with the car show. And he said to me, he came up to me and he said, you know, he says, so how do you like this? This is the DJ that you turned down. I said, thank God. He said, what do you mean? I said, this isn't my father's music. And I thought, my God, these people are gone plumb nuts. They're carnal heads claiming to know Jesus, but they're in the flesh. And where's their loyalty? And this is what God is bringing us today. What he's looking for is undivided loyalty. Undivided loyalty. We are so sold out that you're loyal to him no matter what goes on. Undivided loyalty. And so one of our group went up to the DJ to try and find out other events that was coming. And he said, oh, you are the guys that didn't want my music there. Started persecuting the person that went up there. But it's just, you know, that's the way it is. Because the Bible tells us that those of the world only hear the words of the world. But those of God hear the things of God and reject the things of the world. Are you listening? Oh, glory. So the wisdom of the world will promote division, won't it? If you allow it. It also promotes pride and causes people to fall away. One of the things the enemy always tries to do is infiltrate to bring compromise, reason, complacency, and carnal wisdom. He always tries to bring it to an area to cause you to look at somebody else. Well, look at how they're being blessed. Well, how do you know? They're not stealing. You know, you'll know them by their fruit. Don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to the character of Christ. Amen. Listen, don't ever judge somebody about how much money they have. The devil's got a lot of money. In fact, he's the ruling system of this world, isn't he? He's the ruling world system. He's got access to oil and everything. In fact, he controls and manipulates people with money. You can't be moved by money. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't mean we can't have money. I want to own it all. I believe that every believer should want to be rich in Christ. Hello? And the Bible also tells us that God's given us power to get wealth. So he wants you to be wealthy and healthy and wise according to the ways of Christ, not according to the ways of the world. Why? Because he knows you're going to use the money to feed, clothe, shelter, to rescue, to preach, to get the gospel out, to save souls, because time's running out. Well, let me tell you something. Go to Colossians 1. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 9. Undivided loyalty. That's today's message. Undivided loyalty. In verse 9. For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of who? His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, and that you may walk worthy. That word worthy here means loyal. And that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be what? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. In other words, walking worthy, walking loyal, being loyal. And being loyal means you are, as you are being loyal, you are partaker of an inheritance. And that inheritance is the kingdom of God. Or what we call a royal kingdom. Everyone say a royal kingdom. Praise God. So, if there is a royal kingdom, there are those who are involved in the kingdom. That means that you are associated and you've inherited this kingdom by being loyal to the king. And you've received an inheritance, and you are associated with not only a royal kingdom, but you are considered royalty. You know, they promote all of this stuff, you know, with Queenie Elizabeth and all of those other over there. And they have this form of royalty. But it's carnal royalty, isn't it? You know, even in Catholicism, they have the Pope, who's supposed to be super royal. They call him Majesty and all this other stuff. Your Eminence, Holy Father. Hallelujah. He's nothing but another man. They kiss his hand and bow before him. That's ungodly. They've got their loyalty to a man and not to God. Anyways. There's only one true reverence, and that's him. Praise God. In Matthew 6. And many others, not just Catholicism, and I'm not saying all of them, but I'm just sharing with you that how they have this deity set up is ungodly. And then they pray to a human. People praying to the dead is called necromancing. But this is how the devil infiltrates and brings division. The Bible says, make no place to the devil. People make place to the devil. I hear people, I counsel people, they tell me, yeah, well, you know, I've been praying to my grandmother. For what? She's dead. She don't hear you. Yeah, well, she visit me in my room. That's a demon that came as a familiar spirit. Oh, really? You mean I've been talking to her every night? She's got really good wisdom. Yeah, you're deceived, man. That's deception. Don't pray to the dead. You'll open yourself to demons and you'll get visitations. But they're not going to be from God. They'll be from hell. Matthew 6. And listen, today the Spirit is sharing with you that there's so much deception out there right now, and it's getting worse in movies and videos and everything else. The whole thing is happening right now because the dethroning of Pharaoh is happening. And the next one to take his place is Antichrist. So he's preparing his way. Do you understand this? And on a higher level, he is preparing his way. He's infiltrating to try to break down the belief system and alter believers' belief. The Bible says that many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And I'm telling you, there are doctrines of demons all over the place. Now there's promotion of vampires. Have anybody seen any of that? I mean, I'm telling you. Man, somebody's either having sex on TV or sucking somebody else's blood. It's crazy. Or they got the power of the psychics. Mediums. Yeah, they're the heroes on TV. You know, but we have to be discerning of these things. And we must allow where our loyalty is. We must allow to be able to see this. Where is your loyalty? Are you walking in an undivided loyalty? Everybody okay? Praise God. Where did I say go? You there? Good. 24. Undivided loyalty. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be what? Loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your what? Your life. Hello. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. What you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith or little vision? We're going to get more into this later. Tuesday night. This is just a lead into Tuesday night, so praise God. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. Hello. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first the what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you. Added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Loyalty is a test from God. He wants to know if you're going to seek the kingdom's purpose, principles, to be loyal to the kingdom. And then, of course, to practice righteousness. For what you are loyal. In other words, if you are a part of a royal kingdom, then you should be loyal to that kingdom. Are you listening? So wherever royalty is, there should be loyalty. The Bible says wherever your heart's at, that's where your treasure is, isn't it? Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Undivided loyalty. Verse 7. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. Therefore, to you who what? Now, what's the word believe mean?
Follow.
To those who follow, he is precious. But those who are what?
Disobedient.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble being what? Disobedient to the word. In other words, they're not loyal, are they? To which they also were appointed. But you are a what? A chosen generation, a what? Everyone said, I'm royal. I come from a royal kingdom, and I am royalty. And because I am royal, I must be loyal. Hallelujah. A holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now a people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your royal conduct. Everyone say royal conduct. Honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works which they observe glorify God in the day of visitation. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood, a royal kingdom with undivided loyalty. Royalty by inheritance, meaning belonging to the ruling kingdom. See, even though Satan's kingdom is the ruling kingdom of the world system, we still rule. Is everybody with me? We're not of this world. But if you want to be a part of this world, then you're under his rule. And that depends where you stand. Is everybody all right? So we are belonging to a royal kingdom. For us, it's called an eternal kingdom, loyal to uphold Christ-like principles, traditions, judgments, our call, our purpose, and destiny, in a royal conduct manner unto death. You might say, where there is royalty, there is loyalty. Service to the king with no waiver. Our goal is to establish undivided loyalty. Is everybody with me? Undivided loyalty. Why? Because a divided house cannot stand. So divided loyalty will not stand either, will it? That's where there is divided loyalty that's associated with self-interest superseding kingdom interests. Self-interest superseding kingdom interests. Is everybody with me? In other words, your agenda is before God's agenda. Your desires are before God's desires. In other words, you are more loyal to yourself than you are loyal to God. That's called divided loyalty. You are more loyal to your job than you are to God. But let me share something with you. Where an individual is not loyal to God, they can't be loyal to anything. Not even their own families. You can never, never fully trust a person that is not truly loyal to God. You never know what they're going to do. Yes, even your spouses. A spouse is not loyal to God. You never know what that person's going to do. Children and everything else. If an individual is not, they can't be loyal at their job. They'll do things behind closed doors. When the boss ain't looking, oh, they're stealing. Or they're manipulating. Or they're trying to sneak out of doing a full work. Because they're more loyal to themselves than they are to God. Undivided loyalty is what God is looking for. He is testing his children right now. There was a tremendous test. In fact, remember we talked about that when you pass the test, there's a ceremony. And we call it testimony. Hallelujah. Go to Ezekiel 18. Ezekiel 18. Undivided loyalty. Is everybody there? In verse 19. Yet you say, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Because the Son has done what is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and observed them, he shall surely live. Verse 20. The soul who sins shall die. The soul that what? Sins shall die. The word sin means fellowship with darkness. You know, most people don't even realize they're fellowshipping with darkness. Just because the world has proclaimed sin is an act. Actually, the act of sin is called transgression. Sin is fellowship with darkness. There are people fellowshipping with darkness in their own ritual traditions that are promoted by witchcraft and New Age, and they don't even know they're practicing them. Are you listening? You walk in their house, they have Lucky Charms over their door or whatever it is. They have in their cars what they call wind catchers or dream catchers. Those things are all accursed items. They have no idea they're practicing witchcraft. They walk around with a rabbit's foot in their pocket. All of these things, they cross their fingers. They knock on wood. They need to knock their head on the wood. Maybe get some sense. They think they're lucky when the word comes from Lucifer. You're blessed or you're cursed, one or the other. Is everybody all right? Why? Because God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So the things they speak, they eat, and they bring stuff on themselves, and they wonder why they go through troubles. Verse 20, the soul who sins shall what? Die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man turns from all of his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Thank God his mercy. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when a righteous man, this is a believer, turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and does according to all abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteous which he has done shall not be what? Remembered. So when you break covenant with God, everything that you have stored up in heaven is gone. Because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed, because of them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel and body of Christ. Is it not my way which is fair and your ways which is not fair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he has committed and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive because he considers and turns from all the transgression which he committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. So we see that it's God's desire that no one, even the wicked, not die, but that they grab hold of truth and get saved and walk in righteousness. Remember, the will of God is to practice righteousness. The will of God is not to go out and do things for God. That's the plan of God. It's called grace. The will of God is to practice righteousness. And the only way that you're going to practice righteousness is be loyal to him. But if there's divided loyalty, it's impossible to practice righteousness. Is everybody with me? Go to Proverbs 2. Undivided loyalty. Proverbs chapter 2. Is everybody there? And verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, if you cry out for what? Discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasures, then you will understand the what? The fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of the justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and equity in every good path. When wisdom what? Enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Discretion will preserve you and understanding will what? Keep you. Has everybody got it? So in this, we're to serve the Lord in fear. There's supposed to be an area where you and I serve the Lord in fear. And that fear is in reverence. Why? Because without serving the Lord in fear, reverence, honor, and respect, you can't be loyal to him. People serve God for their own gain. Just so that they can say they serve God. Or so they can use to gain things. Does everybody got it? But where there is service to the Lord without fear or reverence or honor, it truly isn't service to the Lord. It is service to self. And it's amazing how gracious God is because he allows things to happen. But at the end, he removes the tares and the wheat. Hello. James 1. Undivided loyalty. What are you more loyal to? James chapter 1 and verse 5. Are you about kingdom business or self business? Because if you carry loyalty, you will have royalty. In verse 5, if any of you lacks what? Wisdom, let him ask of God who gives it to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in what? Faith. With no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And let that not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. Why? Because he's what? Double-minded. Well, is double-minded divided loyalty? Yes. He is double-minded in what? Unstable in all of his ways. Double-minded instability is called divided loyalty. No loyalty, no stability. Needing spiritual wisdom and understanding. Again, if you're not loyal to God, you're not loyal to anything. This has got to get in your spirit today. If you are not loyal to God, you are not loyal to anything. The only thing you're loyal to is yourself. And you don't even know yourself. Ecclesiastes 7. God is looking for undivided loyalty. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8. Let's read this together, okay? Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. For wisdom is a defense as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Oh, hallelujah. Patient in spirit is better than proud in spirit. I want to go to Isaiah 1. Isaiah chapter 1. And verse 18. Isaiah 1, verse 18. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, everyone say willing, willing. And obedient, obedient. And loyal. Is willing and obedient part of loyalty? Amen. If you are willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And that this sword, I want you to understand again, please grab hold of this, that the spirit of Pharaoh is being dethroned, but the spirit of Antichrist is getting ready to step in. And you're going to find a lot of Antichrist stuff coming up. You're going to find a lot of New Age coming up. You're going to find a lot of people beginning to compromise, become complacent, become lazy in the body of Christ. You're going to find that there's going to be a falling away, but you're also going to find revival, because God never forsakes us. He gives opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I want to go to 1 Kings 19, please. 1 Kings 19. Glory. Almost finished. Couple scriptures. So hang tough. And die. 1 Kings 19. Well, you came to hear the truth, right? Truth in the park. In verse 15. Let's read this together. This is a wonderful example. It says, and the Lord said to Elijah, go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elijah, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, you also shall anoint as prophet in your place. And it shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Hazael, Jehu will kill, and whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elijah will kill. Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to who? Baal. Baal was the world system leader. Does everybody got it? Just like right now, it's under Pharaoh, but there's still other demons involved. Spirits as Baal. And every mouth that has not kissed him. Hello. Kissed who? Kissed Baal. How about the man of a hand? The hand of a man. Hello. So he departed from there and found Elijah, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. Now you got to understand, because he had 12 yoke of oxen, his family was wealthy. And he was with the 12, and then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him and said, you're being called. And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. Oh, hallelujah. And he said to him, go back again. What have I done to you? In other words, he had to think about who he was going to be loyal to. Now, he was first loyal to his family, wasn't he? But then the call of God came. And he was going to go back and kiss his mom and dad goodbye and sit down and have dinner, you know, Last Supper stuff. But then Elijah turned around and said, wait a minute, man. What have I done to you? Don't you understand this? This is a call to God. This is more loyal than what you've been raised up to be. This is royalty. And Elijah stopped. And he turned around. And verse 21. So Elijah turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment. In other words, he took the plow, destroyed it, used it as a fire, and took the oxen, sacrificed it to the Lord, and fed the people. Are you listening? And gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he rose and followed Elijah and became his what? Servant. Servant. See, he had to decide who he was going to be loyal to. To God or his family. And he chose to burn anything that would have attachment to him. See, because the oxen and the plow is what provided for him. He had to sever the emotional attachments with them, so he burned them. And he went to go follow the Lord, knowing that he wanted to be totally devoted with undivided loyalty to the King of Glory. Does everybody got it? Is everybody all right? Good. Now I'm going to close at 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Undivided loyalty. You know, the word says those who want to be great, those who want to be great even in the kingdom, will become servants. And those who want to be first will become slaves. That's why we're to serve him in fear and trembling. Hello. 1 Corinthians 15, is everybody there? In verse 58. Let's read this together. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So now you're laboring unto the Lord with loyalty, not to gain anything, but to please him. Does everybody got it? To please him. Because you are walking with undivided loyalty. That's what he's establishing right now. And we must begin to examine ourselves and what we are loyal to. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed will grow and bear fruit for your glory. And as we begin to examine ourselves, guided by your Holy Spirit, we ask, Father, for great conviction to come upon us, that we may be able to turn from those things that are unfitting and causing divided loyalty, but completely be loyal to you in every area of our life. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.